Unit 38, that's a 10-1, that's half 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the community, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. How are you today?
How are you, Morgan? It's good to see you.
My pleasure. We got a great guest today. I'm excited about this one.
We do. We do have a very interesting guest with a lot of information we want to get out. You want to let the folks know who you are?
Yeah, I'm just Brad Churchill. I'm a lieutenant with the Newport News Police Department.
He's so, just Brad Churchill. This
Absolutely.
Is going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to prod you a little bit. Where are you from originally, sir?
Yeah, so born and raised in Southern California.
And here we are on the East Coast.
We are. The military brought me out here, joined the military right out of high school. Brought me out here, dropped me off, and left me here.
Now, what branch did you join?
So I initially enlisted in the Navy.
Okay.
Yeah, did about 8.5 years active duty. Got caught up with the 9/11 stuff. Got extended for a little extra time, and then was right up here in Naval Weapons Station Yorktown when I transitioned off of active duty.
Okay. Yep. That was your last assignment before you left active?
Yep, sure was. I was a military working dog handler up there. I kind of came to a crossroads at that point. I was either going to kind of commit probably to the next 20 years of my life, which I wasn't quite ready to do. So I decided to come off of active duty, and that was when I got picked up with Newport News Police Department. And at that time, too, I didn't want to waste that 8.5 years, so I joined the Army National Guard.
Okay. Wow. That's interesting. So a serviceman through and through.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Was it Newport News because you were here, or did something else kind of attract you to the department?
Yeah. So Newport News was the only department that I applied to coming out of off of active duty. I had built some relationships through the canine handler community with some current Newport News canine handlers at the time. Part of my decision-making process involved deciding whether I wanted to move home back in with my parents and like start all over from scratch. That's what it felt like to me. So I stayed local and transitioned locally. I was in a relationship who is now my wife at the time. So I was starting to establish roots here. And here I am, about 22 years later.
Yeah, you've been on almost 22 years. Did a little research on you today, actually.
Yeah.
And you've had some incredible, you've held, I should say, some incredible positions while here. Can you talk a little bit about what you've done?
Yeah, I feel really, really fortunate. This department, so while I was a military working dog handler, I had an opportunity to handle a drug dog. And while on active duty, I got assigned to a DEA high intensity drug trafficking area up in Baltimore while I was on active duty. And that sparked something in me. Like that was me discovering what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. I didn't grow up wanting to be in law enforcement per se. I don't have any family in law enforcement, but that kind of pursuit and the excitement of it, that's where I discovered what I wanted to do with the rest of my life was, you know, and Newport News offered that opportunity. And it's held true for my whole career. I'm so lucky to have done the many things that I've done. I came up in patrol through North Precinct, high impact patrol unit, went over to what then was the organized crime division, worked my way through the various narcotics levels to up to the task force level, worked some high level, narcotics cases, if you will, involved wiretaps and international stuff, and it was just really, really awesome. And about that time, I was married at the time. Now that at that time, I was also still in the military. There were some deployments in there as well. So around that time is when my son was born. I got promoted to sergeant. Came back to North Patrol as a sergeant. HIP sergeant or high impact patrol sergeant, which I had the pleasure, of course, I'll make note, working for you, sir.
The pleasure was all mine, I might add.
I got an argument against that one.
Okay. But,
so from there, and then, so as a sergeant, I feel so lucky. I went to the training unit, spent about a year there. An opportunity, I don't know if our department's ever done this before, I don't recall, but an opportunity to put a letter of interest in for what was then the intelligence unit. I was kind of asked to or recruited from within to throw my name in the hat. I was really happy and comfortable in the training unit. It's a really good job, right? But so I went over that intel unit for a couple, three years or so. Then from there, that unit changed organizationally. So I went back to the training unit and spent 3 or 4 years there. And training and leadership is like a super large, huge passion of mine, or at least the study of those things. So the training was very, very rewarding. And then from there, I got promoted to lieutenant. And I'm currently now a district lieutenant, back assigned to North Precinct. Spent some time in South Precinct, but I'm back as a district lieutenant in North Precinct. And along the way, I'm in my 18th year with the Tactical Operations Unit and also serving as the commander of that unit.
Wow. Wow. And you got to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Please,
I mean, bated breath here.
Yeah.
About the Tactical Operations Unit?
Yeah. Yes.
I just love being surrounded by high caliber people. I'm always seeking that out. And that unit is not short of high caliber people.
The best of the best, would you agree?
I know I'm biased.
Sure.
But yes, I would offer that team, that unit has the best this department has to offer. And they make me better every day. I just love being around them.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, and I have to go back a little bit. You talked about leadership, and we've had some incredible conversations about leadership, and I know how passionate you are about that. You actually went on to retire as a captain in the U.S. National Guard. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Right. So you enlisted into the Navy and then eventually worked your way all the way up to captain.
That's true. Yeah, I was not the most highly performing high school kid, right? And I had some athletic stuff going on, but academically I wasn't interested. It wasn't a priority. So I joined as an E1 nothing straight out of high school. I did ultimately probably about 10 years enlisted as an enlisted troop, and then I went through officer candidate school. For the National Guard, that's like a 2-year school.
Wow.
It's like a 2-year leadership school.
Wow.
It's pretty, it's one of my most proud accomplishments, right? That ultimately resulted in a federally recognized commission, just the same kind of commission that any active duty officer gets. And I retired as a captain about 21 years total.
Wow. Well, you talk about leadership being one of your passions. If I'm not mistaken, you've got another passion that you've been sharing recently as far as wellness and fitness goes. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah. I'm working the threshold on 50, right? I'm 22 years into my second career. I've got the 21 year military career on the shelf. I have an 11 year old, right? So wellness just in general, I've kind of learned through my, almost 50 years that the mind body connection in each individual is just crucial, absolutely crucial. And the quicker an individual person realizes how much they can influence themselves, like the healthier you can be. Right. So this wellness thing has become a real big passion for me. I would say probably in the last 10 years through self-discovery. I'm no subject matter expert in any of it. But I've just gotten to a point in my life where I realized that like you literally just have to make the decision. Make the decision to do the right thing for yourself.
Right.
So when it comes to health and it's instilled in me, when I was going through OCS to be the best leader, it was taught to us, you need to be physically fit, emotionally fit, mentally fit, and spiritually fit, right? And balance amongst all of those things. You can be the strongest person in the room, but you could be falling apart emotionally or privately. So that's not a healthy person, right? You can lift up and pick up and set down big, heavy things, but you're not healthy. So that's my current big push, my big narrative from a leadership perspective. I want our organization to hold that in high regard. For our officers, for our employees, I certainly, in my little small little umbrella of responsibility, that's on the tip of my tongue at all times.
And you receive quite a bit of support from the agency when it comes to this wellness.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have come very, very far.
We have.
With that. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the agency for that.
Yeah. It's and good. A lot of people work very hard to move that forward.
Sure. Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think you actually were a big part of that a number of years ago when we brought the Below 100 program.
Ah, the Below 100 program. Yeah. Yes, officer safety wellness.
We brought that back from ILETA,
we did.
A conference.
Absolutely.
And man, everywhere we turned, we had that Below 100 sticker in a car.
The signs on the doors.
Man, I'm proud of that. That's our agency saying like, hey guys, make the right decision. It's for your own safety.
Take care of yourselves too.
Yeah. Right.
And for those of you who are viewing who don't know what the Below 100 program is, it's basically a mindset. Is that a good way to put it, Brad? It's a mindset. It's a philosophy. It's a way of keeping yourself ultimately safe.
Yeah. So, there's five tenets to it. Just wear your vest, slow down, wear your seatbelt, ask yourself what's important now, and don't get complacent, right? The whole goal is to reduce line of duty deaths to below 100, right? And there's statistics behind it, but that's the tenets of the program.
Right.
And just make the right decision.
Absolutely. And Melissa, I don't know if you know this, but Brad actually has participated in a triathlon. Is that correct?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Actually, yeah. And how'd you fare?
I finished.
You finished.
Listen, you're miles ahead of a lot of people by just getting out there.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So that's one of the things I talk to anybody that will listen is I don't know if we're very good at setting goals, right? You know, New Year's Eve rolls around and we say by the end of the year, we want to lose 10 pounds. Well, that means you don't really need to focus on that until December of that year. Well, right. What about the other 11 months? What are you focusing on? What are you doing? So set good goals, right? That encourages fitness and wellness. For me, I know me, and if I don't have goals like that, then I'll get lazy. And so every year I kind of recalibrate myself, right? What's my plan for this year? And in that year, I had a discussion with myself. So, I've always kind of wanted to see if I could do a triathlon. That's my goal this year. So, I recruited a buddy of mine to do one like towards the end of the year. I said, well, I can't wait. I'm not going to wait until the end of the year. I need to do one now, right? So I started. So then I found a real short, easy one in like April. And next thing I know, every couple of months, I wanted to keep it going. So I ended up doing like six of them that year.
Wow.
And that was just the thing I did for that year.
So what's it feel like, if you don't mind me asking, Melissa, what's it feel like when you finish one of those things? Because I know, if I know anything about Brad Churchill, he's going to give 110% during any kind of activity. What's it feel like?
It's accomplishment, right?
Right.
It's a double-edged sword, right?
I was going to say, is it like, okay, me, I'm glad I'm done, or, oh, God, I did that. Now I got to do it again.
Well, there's another one coming, right? Okay. Yeah, so you finish, and in the moment, and that's a really neat community, actually. There's, it wasn't as, like, hardcore as I thought it was going to be. And that's another thing, too. You gotta really be brave to like,
sure,
expose yourself to new things. One of my current hobbies, if you will, is jujitsu. I didn't start that. I mean, I've done like little defensive tactics things in our careers. We kind of do that every once in a while. Same thing in the military. But it's really intimidating to make the choice to expose yourself to something new. And so you got to encourage yourself, like, just go for it. Once you're there, you're there, right? So same thing with, like, the triathlons, and that community was a little intimidating, or maybe that task was a little intimidating for me for a few years. But once you're around those people, they're so friendly and welcoming. There's other people on the department that I sought out their mentorship who I knew was doing it.
Yeah.
I asked them for their advice. They gave it to me, and they were just so kind. And I'm like, I'm just going to do this thing.
Right.
And once you just decide, again, back to just making the decision, once you decide to do it and you do it, you're like, why haven't I been doing this like for a long time? Right.
Yeah. So. And if you remember when I was training for a half marathon, I actually came to you and you mentored me on how to train for it.
Yeah.
And I remember the advice you gave me, as you said, Morgan, don't run over 10 miles.
Yeah.
Don't run over 10 miles when you train. The last the last couple of miles, your adrenaline alone will carry you there. Facts. And you were absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. I've never enjoyed running, but when I was coming back from a deployment, we had this little group, running group or whatever, and I was going to do some half marathons upon completion of that deployment. And I learned that through mentorship of them that, like, yeah, don't worry about those last couple of miles. If you can do 7 or 8 miles and you're like, you'll be all right. Go for it. Right.
Right. Wow. What do you do on your time off, man?
So right now everything revolves around my family. I'm real focused on that right now. Right. My son's 11. He's challenging sometimes, but so much fun. Like, we're having so much fun together. He's our only son. He's our only child. He has a sense of humor that's probably a little more advanced than it should be. He's done nothing but hang out around me and my friends.
I was gonna say, that's kind of typical for only children.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son and I do jiu-jitsu together.
Wonderful.
We coach, or he plays baseball. I typically help coach him in that. Summertime, we're kind of seasonal, right? Like, summertime, he's swimming. We're doing jiu-jitsu, and we're a water family. I got a boat, right? So we go to the lake a lot and do different water sports. And we just kind of, based on what the season is we just stay busy.
Yeah, you're together.
We are, and that's huge for us, for my family. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how are we doing on time, Kel? Just real quick, if you'll check us.
Well, I could listen to this all day, and I feel motivated. I think I'll walk around the block tonight. But,
that's right.
We should probably move on to our rapid fire.
Okay, sounds good. Melissa, would all you right. like to start?
Listen, anytime I can start talking about this is a good time. All right, you ready?
Sure.
All right. Vacation spot. Ocean, lake, or river?
Ocean, 100%.
Yeah. Now, you're from California?
I am, yeah.
So were you born in the water, so to speak?
Yeah, I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, born and raised, yeah.
So you spent a lot of time on the beach.
You know, and that's why when I, coming out of high school, again, the way this kind of went is my dad said, you're going to go somewhere, right? So I'm very thankful for it now, but that's how I chose the Navy. I didn't know I had no background, none of my family that I knew. I had a couple other uncles that were in and out of the Navy way before I was even born or whatever, but I don't come from a military family. But yeah, because I was born and raised basically on the ocean, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on a boat.
Well,
so that's kind of how I...
Yeah, and that was the beginning
good choice.
Of your
clearly it worked out for
travels,
you.
If you will.
Yeah. It did. Yep.
All right, here we go. Soda, tea, or water? I bet I could guess this one.
Say that again.
Soda, tea, or water?
Water.
All day long.
Of course.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when you showed up here earlier, you had a where's it at, Brad? Let's show.
Yeah.
Full of water. There it is. Verification.
It gets left in the chief's office a lot.
Oh, does it really? How about you, Melissa?
Oh, I'm a tea girl.
Are you?
I'm a southerner.
Okay.
Right.
Water for this guy. There you go.
All right, next one. Sunset or sunrise?
Ooh, I value both.
Yeah.
I value both. Yeah, I got to run both of those neck and neck. The morning time is my, I don't want to sound too like, but that's my meditation time, right? So
okay.
I get up early and that's me, my alone time, right? So it's me, my coffee and the sunrise, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
So necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be intentional with that too. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about wellness and health. All of us should be intentional to find that time to do just that, right? It's so healthy for you. But anyway, and then sunset, like, yeah, especially on the water.
Oh, I imagine it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see. How about we ask this one, Melissa? What are you thinking? Favorite season.
I'm a fall guy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man after my own heart.
Yeah.
I love the fall too.
Yeah, it starts to get chilly, right?
Just a little bit.
I have a newly discovered love for the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
I found myself in the Rocky Mountains last fall for 2 weeks, lost. We did over 60 miles on our feet through the Rocky Mountains in Colorado in September of last year, and I almost didn't come back. It was
amazing.
Yep.
Safe to say we'd know where to find you, huh?
If you could find me. If you could find me, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Well said.
That's
well
exactly said. Right. Would you want to close it out with the last
one? All right, I'll do the last one.
Okay.
Text, call, or email?
Call. Call. Yeah. Yeah.
Person to person.
I'm a face-to-face, but right. If those are my only options, just call me. I don't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not about the texting life.
No, let's say what we got to say and move on with our day.
And move on with
let's go.
Yeah.
And I'm a texter. I love texting. Yeah.
I know. Anything you want to close out with, Brad, before we say goodbye to these folks?
No, thanks for having me. And
enjoy it?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Pretty light lift.
So it is. And the community gets to know us as human beings, which I think is exceptional.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Do jujitsu.
Okay.
It's good for you.
There you have it. So, Melissa, you got anything for us?
Yes. Let's just make sure we're liking the button down at the bottom for YouTube, and also making sure that we are checking us out on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your podcasts from.
Yeah, we're a little bit everywhere now. It's good stuff.
We are all over the map.
Absolutely. Well, folks, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you. Cheers.
You're welcome.